Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Morning, everybody. Great to be with you on another beautiful summer morning. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Over the next 54 minutes, we will be talking about the following issues. A local home invasion robbery, not in Oregon, but in Washington State, illustrates how bad Senate Bill 554 can be to your family's safety and the need for you to have a weapon at the ready if you choose to have one in your home. Also, the Oregon Capitol opens up, finally. Well, sort of. Conveniently after, of course, the end of the legislative session. And defunding cops, dumbest idea ever. Former mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer. It's an interesting piece that she's written about this. And she happens to be right on the money. And then finally, these two educators, we've talked about them before, down in Grants Pass, are facing termination because they proposed male-only and female-only bathrooms. And they're challenging a school district policy that requires teachers to issue a disclaimer when they share their views off campus. Can your employer make you do that? I doubt it. This is an issue that has to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. It is also an issue that's made national news. It is in Just the News. That is the link to it. We're going to talk about all of that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Greg, thanks for the email about the Major League All-Star game is going to be in Denver. But the FBI says there's no reason to believe that the four people, three of whom are Hispanic, meant any harm at all as they were arrested for having a large cache of weapons and ammunition in a hotel overlooking Coors Field where the Major League All-Star game is going. But there's no reason to believe that they meant any harm. Oh, and by the way, one of the people is a white guy. He apparently, according to the news stories that are listed here, is the only one that's really being named here by the press. The FBI says, hey, nothing to worry about here, even though they had a sniper rifle, maybe two of them, mid-sized assault rifles, AK-47s. Now, it might have been that, you know, they were going to go out in a blaze of glory, right? Well, actually, one of them actually listed that on his Facebook page. Apparently went through a divorce, was going to go out in a big way, quote, planning to go out in a big way. But the FBI says they weren't a threat. I got to tell you something, folks. Nothing disgusts me more than to see the politicization of, well, like our Justice Department. The story, you know, we talked about yesterday, the news came out that Bill Barr forbade any of the U.S. attorneys from looking seriously into any of these allegations of vote fraud. Politicization. I can say it. I promise I can. And now the FBI, as we've known from the beginning, what James Comey and those people did, going after Trump, lying, and nobody's been held accountable. Accountability, folks, has to start with us, you and I. We can hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable. I'm disappointed that we didn't hold Fred Gerard and the other five Rhino senators accountable for what they did in not just allowing Senate Bill 554 to pass, but these other bills that we've talked about. Giving Medicaid, free health care to illegal aliens. They allowed that one to pass. Let me go on and on. I mean, these are the stories that we talk about. But I got to tell you, Senate Bill 554 is powerful. In fact, I got a text from Freddie. I mean, we're watching what has taken place, is taking place right now down in Cuba, folks. See, Cuba wouldn't be a communist nation if the people had guns. Every nation that lives under tyranny are nations that have no guns. Citizens cannot have them. We do. And every day the left understands this profoundly. And they know that it is the threat to their tyrannical utopian vision of government. And by the way, Mark Levin, if you've been listening, there's a great story in Breitbart today about how Mark Levin's new book, American Marxism, is exactly what's happening in America today. Marxism, the same Marxism that they're marching against in Cuba. Freddie writes this, Cuba is marching for freedom and carrying the American flag. Think about that. They're not carrying the Cuban flag so much. There are some, yes. You see the pictures of it. They're carrying the American flag because America stands for freedom. The worldwide symbol of freedom, the American flag, he writes. Any military serviceman or woman understands that and stands for the nation, the national anthem, when it's played. God bless America. The Cuban people deserve to be freed from a socialist government that does not work. Pay attention to Cuba. If the citizens had guns, they could get rid of the socialist government. What will happen? The armed citizens will arrest the leaders and have a public execution, most likely. You won't see or hear that in the media. Russia and the United States will send tons of food to calm the population down. So the lesson here is, without the ability to defend oneself with a weapon, you'll end up a subject to the government. Not of the government. Subject to the government. George Washington did not cross the Delaware River armed with cream puffs. To keep and bear arms has a special place in American homes. It keeps the government officials somewhat on alert. Until they rebrand us as terrorists, those of us who want to keep a weapon in our home to keep us free. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on that, the local home invasion robbery vindicates the Second Amendment, and it vindicates your right to own it. Lars did this, and it is, it's the defunding the cops idea. Again, dumbest idea ever. But it's also defunding you, in essence, from being able to defend yourself. And that's what Senate Bill 554 did. So Battleground Washington, here's the report that Lars writes about. A man got past the locked gate and went right to the front porch of a home where he pounded on the door and tried to get in. The homeowner wisely took a gun to answer the door. He talked to the man, tried to calm him down. The stranger finally tried to rush past the homeowner, threatening to hurt the man's wife. When the stranger assaulted the homeowner shot him, killed him. Lars writes, that sounds exactly like the scenario that police reform types want to answer with a social worker. Think what would have happened if an unarmed person confronted the assailant, hoping to talk him down. Hope is not a strategy. As politicians continue their defunding of police, it's no wonder so many Americans have chosen to arm themselves and provide the protection that the police have forbidden to offer. And there's a link to the Oregonian story about this. Senate Bill 554 makes it harder for you to do what this citizen, this American citizen, this homeowner, this husband did to defend himself and his family, it makes it harder. Because it says, if you don't keep your gun locked up in some form, you're a felon. You're a bad person. Dale wrote an email to Mary Sterrett, commissioner of Yamhill County. And this is something I want to encourage you to do. Every time one of our politicians locally does something right, we need to thank them. He said, Mary, thank you for having the decency and courage of convictions to vote in favor of Mike Nierman. It sickens my soul that you were forced to swim against such a tide of cowardice, treachery, and self-centered scheming. It appears we've entered the age of wheat being separated from the chaff. Yes, we have, folks. See, we're either going to stand up loudly and defend the people that defend us, the cops, the Lori Chavez DeRemer piece in the Oregon Catalyst. Our police were almost defunded, and she's speaking specifically of Happy Valley. And how that they had a measure to renew in 2014 the levy for Happy Valley's police department. And it lost by one vote, folks. One. They then got together as a community and started educating and talking as a grassroots effort to restore the funding. She and others knocked on hundreds and hundreds of doors. Spoke in neighborhood meetings, participated in community events. Their police levy won this time by 80% of the vote. All across the country, mayors are backtracking, including in Portland, the idea of defunding the cops because they realize how stupid it is. Especially in a time now when the legislature, because Fred and the boys let it happen, has limited your right to defend yourself in your home. You can fix that. You need to sign the petition. When we come back from the bottom or from this break, we'll take our first phone call of the day. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And I'll give you the websites of these two petitions that are so important. 301 and 302 to your liberty, to your future. Stick around for that. Also, friends, it's another warm day today. If you have not fixed your air conditioning system, you really need to call the company that has built its reputation on honor and integrity and great emergency services. That is Freedom Heating and Air in the Salem area, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website. Call them. They can get out to your home today and fix what's broken. Quick. Freedomheatingandair.net. Back in a moment at 620.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. To the phones, as promised, we'll go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? What do you have to say today?
Hey, well, I heard an interesting interview yesterday with Mr. Post about the session. And, of course, he talked about how they stopped a 1,000 bad bills and stuff, and I'm trying to figure out how can you stop anything if the Democrats want to pass it, they're going to pass it. But he also said that they changed Senate Bill 554 and that if you lock your doors, then you don't have to have it in a lockbox and stuff, and you won't be held accountable for it. Now, I found that very interesting because, you know, we've been talking about the fact that you got to keep it locked up in the House. And so I'm curious to what the final bill really says and how he made that claim. I also find it very interesting that during the interview, they didn't talk about nothing but the Capitol being off limits to carry now, and didn't talk at all about the fact that if you're concealed carry next to a place, if you're caught doing that, you could be in deep trouble. And so it was an interesting interview, and I know you, Jeff, would have handled it completely different, but it concerns me that all they talked about was the Capitol and not all the other locations that you're supposedly going to be guilty or can be convicted as a felon if you're next to a place that has, like we have discussed on the show.
So this is the spin that Republicans are those who are complicit in allowing this to happen. This is the spin that they are putting out there, that they stopped all kinds of bad bills. Really? How did you do that? You can't stop anything. Literally, you cannot stop anything. How did you stop it? Oh, you negotiated things in. Oh, like doing away with the emergency clause that allowed us to gather signatures, or the business. And I'll have to look at the bill because that's the first I've heard of anybody's interpretation, that if you have the door of your home locked. And in fact, I'm going to say to those of you who care about this issue, Senate Bill 554, as go to the state's website, the legislature, OregonLegislature.gov. Search for Senate Bill 554 under current session bills. Bring up the enrolled. This is the final one that Kate Brown signed. Bring it up. You read through it and you tell me if you see that it says, maybe it does. If so, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But nonetheless, we call that, and forgive my French here, folks, we call that polishing a turd. It's still a turd. See, the outcome is, and this is what they're trying to spin because they know how damaging their actions are, not just within the Republican Party, folks, but to all of these other people out there that are watching, that vote Republican, that aren't Republican. They know how damaging this is because the perception is, the reality is they got bought off. And what's the end result? No matter what you say, you still lost your right to defend your family effectively because you become a felon now for not locking up your guns. You become a felon if you legally take your concealed carry weapon into a place of business or private property next to a government facility that has declared concealed carry off limits, the way the bill is written. So, Bill, if you stopped all of these bad things, how come you didn't stop that provision? Well, you didn't because you couldn't, Bill. So your claim that you stopped all of these other bad bills is very hollow indeed. In fact, I'd like to ask you to provide specific proof of it. The only way, Art, that they can say with any modicum of credibility that they stopped anything is to admit we sold you out. We said, okay, you can have Senate Bill 554. You can have a couple of these other bills, but and just give us our money and promise not to pass this bill this session. Because, folks, all the rest of it, it'll be back. Because the left never gives up.
Well, and Jeff, I just, you know, when they say, and I know the process down at the Capitol, how bills pass and stuff like that, and the Democrats being in the majority, you know, there's just no way that the Republican Party can claim that they stop bad bills, because if the Democrats wanted to pass a bill, they have the supermajority. There's nothing that they can do except for walking out to stop that legislation from being passed. And so I find it a little concerning that it's being spun that way for their benefit. It's less than truthful, in my opinion.
And it's deeply disappointing. And the way we fix it, folks, is we the people take control. We stand up. And that's the hope. Thanks, Art. I appreciate it. I got to tell you, Lee writes a great email. Defund the cops? Go right ahead. But first, he writes, any politician that's for defunding the police and removing the Second Amendment, let's start with their desires first. There are several officers assigned to protect those who took an oath to serve the people, okay? So assign them to work a beat. He goes on here, and I'll finish it up on the other side of the break, folks. There's hope. And let me give you a story about that when we come back. And it's illustrated by this other piece in the Oregon Capitol about defunding cops.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Here's what we're talking about. This local home invasion robbery where the homeowner killed a home invader. Got into his home. Assaulted him, shot him with a gun because he had one at the ready. It illustrates, along with the other article by Lori Chavez DeRemer, the former mayor of Happy Valley, Oregon, about how they almost defunded their cops by a vote, by not passing a police levy. And all across the country, the people are mayors who first fell in line with the defund the cops moment. Now changing their tune. Portland has an, let me say this again, folks. It's in the article today in the Oregon Catalyst. Portland, folks, has an 800% increase in its homicide rate since they literally took $27 million and shut down the gang enforcement team in Portland, New York City, Baltimore. They're all choosing to reinstate the money that they took away from the cops. Lee writes this message. Defund the cops, go right ahead. But first, take away the cops that are protecting the politicians. He continues to write, these people don't want guns around them, so remove the protection. Talking about the politicians, folks. He continues, we pay for them to tell us that what they benefit from is wrong. Yeah, I doubt that they would want to do their job without the protection of their detail. Oh, that's right. Forgive me. I forgot. They want to send in a social worker to de-escalate situations. Oh, my. There's the answer. Instead of police protecting Kate and her court, just have a few social workers. Stop, stop, or I'll say stop again. Facetiously, he writes. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. The Oregon Capitol is opening up. I'm going to comment on that in a moment. And these educators down in Grants Pass that are in the termination phase because they dared to stand up and say, no, we think there are only two sexes in our schools in Grants Pass. We only want to have bathrooms for boys and girls, male and female. Now, they're in court over this. Now, folks, you want to change that? I'm going to give you a story about hope, how you can do it. You want to stop the insanity of defunding cops? If you want to stop the insanity of the Marxist agenda, American Marxism, that's being rammed down our kids' throats in schools, let me give you a story about hope, how you can do that. Before I do that, I want to say this. If you have a leaking roof, or if you're thinking that you're going to sell your home, now's kind of a good time to do it. Houses sell incredibly fast. And for oftentimes, at least here in the Mid-Valley area, for more money than what you even list them for. But you know your roof is kind of on its last legs. Maybe it didn't leak, but you know it doesn't look good. Why don't you call Pfeiffer Roofing and ask them to come out, take a look at your roof. They'll do it for free. Your roof may be a candidate for RoofMax. This is this one-of-a-kind product that you cannot get anywhere except from Pfeiffer Roofing. This is this revolutionary new product. It is made from soybeans, and they literally spray it on your roof. It goes on a little bit white, and in 30 minutes, it's dried to clear. Darkens your roof a little bit. What it does, it goes in. This product, it is made from soybeans, goes in, and it permeates your asphalt shingles. It fills in the fibers, if you will. It rejuvenates it. And it seals it up. It has a 5-year guarantee on it, folks, a warranty on this thing. In fact, there's a video on it. If you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, that's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. You can watch the video. You can look at all of the benefits to it, and you can click on their website, and you can ask them to come out and take a look at it. This costs a fraction of what a new roof does. So if you're thinking about selling your home, or if you know you've got that house leak, and you want to keep your roof alive before you have to go to the major expense of a new roof, this is your product. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Watch the video, learn about all the benefits of it, or just give them a call, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Glenn, I want you to hang on because I want to hear what you have to say. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let me give you the story of hope. Yesterday, I was on a conference call that I do every Monday with grassroots conservative organizations around Oregon. One of the people on the call related a story about and I do not remember where this was, a group of people who came together, a group of people, just citizens, to run a slate of candidates for the local school board. And what they did is they just engaged in the most basic grassroots politics there is. They held coffees, meetings in their homes. They went door to door, just like Lori Chavez de Reamer talks about in her Oregon Catalyst piece today. And I'll have that up on the show plan, both on Facebook and on the podcast page on KSLM. They knocked on doors. They talked to their friends and neighbors. They were persuasive with them. And you know what happened? They won 4 of the 7 seats on this school board here in Oregon. 4 of the 7. These people ran as a slate. They got enough votes. Now, here's what they have the opportunity to do. To stand up against American Marxism that Mark Levin is talking about, his new book. To stand up against what these two educators in Klamath, or not Klamath Falls, but Grants Pass, that's made national news, it's in just the news. They're fighting for their jobs after starting a campaign to just say, hey, we're going to have biological restrooms, male and female, in our schools. Because the school district said, you can't even talk about that without some kind of a disclaimer when you're not on our time. That's unconstitutional. They now are about ready to be fired. They're in court over this. You want to stop that? This is how you do it. You get together as groups. You want to stop? You want to change the city council of Salem so they don't make dumb decisions like stopping the third bridge, which they've invested millions of your dollars in? You start doing it this way. We start at the local level. That's where we have hope. That's why I encourage each of you to truly believe that you can make a difference in your world with a persuadable person. That's how you do it, one person at a time. It's how we change America back and away, back to freedom, to our constitutional republic, and away from this march towards Marxism, which is really being driven by very few vocal people and the liberal mainstream media. And I include Facebook, Twitter, all the social media giants, Google. They're all part of that. We the people, we change it. We do it one at a time. And we had better do it soon, folks. Otherwise, we're going to lose it all. And it's up to us. It's not up to anybody else. It's not up to the Republican Party. When you get Bill Post and others spinning what they've allowed to happen the way that they have, as Art described it earlier, how sad, how disingenuous. You can't rely on them. You can only rely on us, we the people. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, I met a young couple fleeing Lansing, Michigan, which used to be conservative, because yeah. He said the school boards and everything have been taken over in Lansing, Michigan, and Detroit, you know, just outside Detroit. And this has been going on because of the unions and the Democratic Party, which used to be in many ways conservative, but has flipped on their lids over the years. But they, as this young couple fled coming this direction, I was saying to him, well, what's happening? He says, well, people are fleeing and multitudes of homes are empty. That if everybody flees, then it basically, it's just like Detroit, large swaths of land have vacant homes on them, which then creates a lot more violence and home invasions and all that. And he says his mother's home was invaded 4 times while she was at work paying her payroll taxes, so that the payroll taxes could hire people in government so they could let the people, the criminals, out of jail that were invading her home while she was at work, not at home, able to protect it because she's paying payroll taxes. We have no control over the payroll money that comes off our payroll taxes. And that goes to these school boards and school board members and these administrators for millions of dollars in paychecks. And think of it this way. If you had a kid and he says, Dad, I need some money. Well, son, what do you want the money for? Well, he's going to answer for that. But if you just give a pile of money on the desk and just use the money whatever you want. You want to go get drugs? You want to go do this and that? If you just leave a pile of money and they don't have to answer for it, you're going to have a disaster. That's exactly what's happening with all these payroll taxes coming out, and nobody answers for what are you going to do with the money. And then they have a contract that they say, we don't have to answer to you for the money. Because
call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. What Glenn is talking about is called accountability, folks. And the only way that we're going to hold any of our elected officials accountable for any of their actions is to stand up and say so. Stand up and be counted. We still have that right. Dwight wrote me an email. If you believe that voter ID is the right thing to do, then you need to stand up and say so. He writes this email about Kamala Harris, the supposed vice president, saying, quoted as saying, voter ID is unfair and would never work as people in rural areas don't have an Office Max or a Kinko's to make copies of their documents to prove who they are. Unquote. Is this woman stunningly ignorant or just repeating a lie that everybody knows isn't true? People in rural areas know how to make copies because most of us have access to a copy machine. Like that little Hewlett-Packard printer connected to your computer? Well, what if you don't have a computer? I bet you know someone who does. And it makes copies. We have to keep people like her or the school board and school administration in Grants Pass that wants to fire these two teachers, assistant principal Rachel DeMagno and science teacher Katie Medard. They're in court seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction as they're suing the Grants Pass School District for violating their free speech rights under the U.S. and Oregon constitutions. They're in federal court, folks. That's where this has to go. The idea that your employer can tell you what to say when you're not on the clock working for them is not only unconstitutional, it's immoral. And it's Marxist thought process. You want to stop this? You want to stop defund the cop movements? You want to hold your, well, your elected officials accountable for the money they're spending and how they're spending it? You better stand up. And you better convince somebody else to join you. You just have to, friends. Now, that's what people tried to do when they went to the Capitol building in December and protested outside. And I, as I had the interview with Wendy, who was at that, who's being charged with criminal trespass because she tried to get into the building, did not get in successfully, as you know, as we had that interview with her, Wendy Myers. That was the event in December of last year where Mike Nierman walked out the door and the people got in. Those people were protesting, coming together. In large measure, they've been silenced. We're not having any more protests. So they've opened up the Capitol sort of now. Because you can't go into the House or the Senate chambers because they're undergoing quote-unquote renovations. Peter Courtney's $100 million expenditure to make the Capitol safe, the Capitol building safe from earthquakes. Is your school safe from earthquakes? Something to think about. Anyway, people stood up then. And we've been silenced. We've been cowed. And then we have apologists on our side that should be fighting for us, apologizing and spinning their duplicitous behavior with the Marxists. By saying they stopped all of these bad bills. The next time one of them says that, or maybe you should ask them by email or if you have a face-to-face conversation, please give me an example of how you stopped a really bad bill. Because you guys don't have the votes to stop anything. They can pass tax increases, and they did. And how come if you guys stopped all this bad things, you didn't stop the cap and trade bill, which is going to raise our electrical rates by 47%, according to some estimates? How come you didn't stop that? So give us an example, please, of how you stopped anything. Show us how you actually did it. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is to admit, yeah, we sold you out for money. That's how we stopped it. We agreed to let these bad bills go through because we wouldn't walk out in exchange for getting millions of dollars for our districts. COVID cash. How does that make them look? It doesn't, does it? Doesn't make them look good, does it? The only way we can stop this nonsense is to hold them accountable and not let them get away with this, folks. Not let them get away with what the Marion County Republican Party did in supporting Fred Girod and going against the recall. You people in the Marion County Republican Party, as more and more of the effects, the negative effects of Fred and the boys not walking out, as more and more of that becomes known, you really have got to look in the mirror and say to yourself, did I help make that happen because I wouldn't stand up against them? Do a little soul searching, even better, do a little praying. Because that might convict your heart about the things that you should be doing to join with others, to stand together, stand up for your liberty. The story of this group in Oregon, and I promise you I will try to remember it, because I want to share it with you more and more. This group that came together to elect four of the seven. I know we had an effort to do that in the Salem-Keizer School District. That's how we do it, folks. Because this is the successful tactics you use to persuade people. You have persuasive conversations with them about these issues. And we always try to provide you. I truly strive to provide you with some ammunition, if you will, to use successfully in those conversations, not debating people, not arguing with people, but persuading them effectively. And it's up to you. We're the only people that can save this great nation. It's also up to you to think about taking care of your body. And I use CBD to take care of my body when I have aches and pains, and I only buy CBD from the people that I sold my hemp oil, my CBD oil too. And that's a Salem-based company, Pro Bioscience. They use only Oregon-grown CBD. Check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. Feel better, all naturally. Friends, thanks for joining us today at 6:59. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Keep praying for this great state and this great nation. And be determined to stand up and fight. Wow.